Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. Yeah, I finally got to have some bread after Passover, and it's I'm a happy girl. I was in the potty a lot, but luckily I think I'm almost back to normal. So once we get my bowels back in a good rhythm, the show gets better. But not yet, okay? My bowels are not back in rhythm. So have some patience today. A lot to talk about, but I want to open with many of your questions that have come up about Putin's health. And there's been rumors that he had cancer, specifically thyroid cancer, Parkinson's. About 2.5 years ago, people were talking about him possibly having Parkinson's. And then a couple videos have surfaced. And I, you know, as a physician, I believe that there are certain aspects of privacy that well, of course, any patient of mine has, but when it comes to a world leader who is trying to annihilate another group of individuals, all right, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think he gets to have the U.S. protection of HIPAA, and I'm not even his doctor. So if I think he looks like he has something, I'm going to say, because it is kind of relevant as to why all of a sudden he might be deciding to go for broke as it pertains to Ukraine, as it pertains to his military endeavors. So a couple videos came out, all right? One was he was sitting there, the video had come out where he was discussing his plan for Mariupol. And he was with Sergei Shoigu, his defense minister. And while those two were talking, and it almost looked like they were reading off script, Putin did not look comfortable in a chair, like, yeah, sup. He was very awkwardly sitting. You know, I almost was thinking maybe he has a back brace similar to the one John F. Kennedy had. It was a very odd sort of posture. And even John F. Kennedy, with all his medical issues, had better posture than what we saw the other day. And then, oddly, he was holding on to the desk. And he was gripping onto the desk in a position that you and I would not be comfortable. You know, if we're talking, we hold on to our armrest, we use our hands, and Putin has been very notorious for using hands. I showed videos of a few months ago. He uses his hands when he talks. But instead, he was gripping onto the desk. And it was almost as if he was stabilizing his hand. Now, again, I am not one to say, okay, look, just because you see one video, he has a diagnosis of Parkinson's. But when you start to put some of these things together, these are symptoms that could signify he has a neurodegenerative disorder or he doesn't lack control of his muscles or extremities. One such condition could be Parkinson's. And so him holding onto that desk might be a way to control a tremor, because people with Parkinson's has this pill rolling tremor. And when somebody with Parkinson's has a tremor, it's at rest. So they'll sit there and they'll have their tremor. But if they're using their hand, the tremor goes away. Well, he can't sit there and be using his hands all the time. So if he holds on to something, it might control the tremor. Just a thought. Then another interesting thing was he was at Easter Mass in Moscow, and he sits there making mouth movements. And he was kind of also licking his lips. I lick my lips because they get dry. I'm always biting my lip. But this almost seemed like he had involuntary movements and even tried to cover it up at times. Now, all the headlines were saying, well, he's anxious. He's probably nervous about the war. Yeah, I mean, you could be biting your lip when you're nervous, but it also could be a sign of tardive dyskinesia. And that is where you have involuntary movements of your face and mouth. That could also be a sign of Parkinson's. Moreover, it could also be a sign. The other thing is, he might not have Parkinson's, but he has Parkinsonian-like symptoms due to a medication side effect. Now, what medications would cause you to look like you have Parkinson's if you don't have Parkinson's? Antipsychotic medications. Medications that are used for psychosis will have these sometimes side effects that start to cause you to have tremor, a tremor, like a pill rolling tremor, facial dystonia. I have the proper term for it. I apologize here. I want to make sure I say it right. I have to give you guys the right terms. Oromandibular dystonia. Oh, I could have found that one. Oromandibular dystonia, where they're kind of moving the jaw, moving their tongue. It doesn't have to be the jaw. It could just be the tongue. It could be the lips. So if you watch these videos, and I have it on my Facebook and my Twitter and my website, he just has some very odd facial movements. And it could just be, maybe he had a piece of food stuck in his teeth. Or maybe, like Nancy Pelosi, she was playing with her teeth. You know, but that type of movement that I saw, even with the tongue sticking out, to me looked like tardive dyskinesia. So either he has a developing Parkinson's issue, or he's been taking a medication to control it. And that's why this is so relevant, because if he does suffer from a psychosis, and he is heavily medicated such that he is starting to have physical manifestations of that, if that's a working theory, that might start to put things into a different frame of reference when we're looking at why all of a sudden he decides to attack Ukraine. I mean, the growing theory right now is he's always wanted to do it, and he waited for the right time when everybody would be so distracted with COVID and wokeness and all the other stuff. But the other thing is maybe he is realizing that he has a finite, we all are on this earth finitely, but he might have a terminal illness that might end his days on earth shorter than he planned. So he might have stepped things up. And again, I'm not here to say Putin has Parkinson's. I mean, I've been talking to you guys about those rumors now for two, three years. But it is, we are starting to see some very interesting physical changes in him that suggest there is something going on neurodegeneratively, whether it was medication induced or just Parkinson's induced. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you might be kind of following this a little bit more closely. I got to tell you, I am pulled in multiple directions, trying to keep an eye on what's going on with the Johnny Depp trial, with obviously the Ukraine-Russia war, with COVID and Shanghai and these new variants and all sorts of stuff, which we are going to talk about today. But very significantly is a Supreme Court case that is going on right now that has to do with a high school coach who lost his job after he was praying on the football field. Now, you guys might know more about this case. You know, I am for us being able to have the ability to pray wherever we want. But I believe this might be undergoing constitutional review because some of the students were praying with them. If they wanted to, that's fine. But there's, I guess, a little bit more to the story. And, you know, I am very frustrated that people are, you know, losing the ability to pray when they want to, but we do have a separation of church and state. So CBS News says that a coach for the Bremerton High School football team, right, coached his first game for the Knights back in 2008. And Coach Joseph Kennedy walked onto the 50-yard line, quote, on the battlefield. He's a retired U.S. Marine. God bless him for his, you know, service. And he took a knee to offer a prayer of gratitude. And this was 2008. And he was thanking the Lord after the final whistle for keeping the player safe, for fair play, and for a spirited competition. Eventually, other players prayed rather from what I understand of their own volition. Started to pray next to him. So rather than him going out there alone to pray, others did too. Participation varied, but it, you know, for the most part, started to become a ritual. Yet one parent said that the son felt, quote unquote, compelled to participate out of fear he would lose out on playing time. So, according to NBC News, eventually the prayers evolved into motivational speeches with religious references. Now, again, I mean, when I grew up, my coach was like, thank the Lord you guys didn't mess up. You know, can we, you know, just pray that we get through this in one piece? So it's nothing new to have a coach, you know, bring up the Lord. But what is, again, up for contention right now is, you know, did a player feel like they could opt out? If they opted out, did they feel like they weren't a part of the club? So according to CBS News, Kennedy continued the practice of praying on the field with no issues, but in September 2015, the Bremerton School District learned what he was doing when an opposing team's coach told Bremerton High School's principal that Kennedy asked his players to join him for the post-game prayer, saying he thought it was pretty cool that the district would allow such activity. But the observation by the opposing coach served, they said, as a catalyst for now a year-long battle between Kennedy and the school district. And so Kennedy argued he was engaging in constitutionally protected religious expression. On Monday, the Supreme Court is weighing his bid to get his coaching job back because he ended up getting fired. And he wants to be allowed to still pray at midfield after games. According to his take, he told CBS, it seems so simple to me. He said, it's a guy taking a knee by himself on the 50-yard line, which to me doesn't seem like it needs a rocket scientist or a Supreme Court justice to figure out. I didn't want to cause any waves, and the thing I wanted to do was coach football and thank God after the game. But the school district says Kennedy was acting as an agent of the state who, as a public school employee, violated the religious freedoms of students who felt pressure to pray to play. They say when a coach uses the power of a job to be in a place and have access to students at a time when they're expected to encircle him and come to him, that's an abuse of that power and a violation of the Constitution. So this is from Rachel Lacer, president and CEO of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Religious freedom is not the right to impose your religion on others. We all need to have it. So that's why she says the free exercise and establishment clause work together to protect religious freedom for all of us. So apparently in 2015, the school launched an investigation into whether he was complying with the school board's policy on religious-related activities and practices. And even though they acknowledged that Kennedy did not actively encourage or require participation, either in a pregame prayer in the locker room or his inspirational talk at Minefield after games, the district said in a letter in 2015 that activities would violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause and expose the district to significant risk of liability. It obviously went to the point where I think Kennedy at first complied with the district's request, temporarily stopping praying on the field after games. 1 month later, he informed the district through his attorney that he would resume saying a postgame prayer at the 50-yard line after requesting a religious accommodation under the Title VII Civil Rights Act that prohibits discrimination on the basis of religion. So he said no reasonable observer could conclude that a football coach who waits until the game is over and the players have left the field and then walks to midfield to say a short private personal prayer is speaking on behalf of the state. That's according to the lawyer. Quite the opposite, Coach Kennedy's engaged in private religious expression upon which the state may not infringe. So after the final whistle of Bremerton's homecoming game on October 16, 2015, Kennedy shook hands with the opposing team, waited until players were singing their fight song, and then knelt at the 50-yard line, bowed his head, joined by others from both teams, members of the media, and the public, and prayed. Did so for the next two games. Then the district put him on paid administrative leave, saying they violated directives. And then, I guess, the athletic director recommended he not be rehired for next season, citing a failure to follow district policy and failure to supervise student athletes after games. So they're saying because he went to pray and he wasn't watching the, the players, you know, so it that's what they tried to get him on. So this is, this is something that is going to be obviously very controversial because somebody wants to go out there and pray, that's their decision. But, and having taught at schools, if students feel they have to pray to be a part of it, then that does start to, you know, go into murky waters as parents could say, look, my child is being forced to pray at school. And so, I'm surprised this wasn't something that could have been resolved. Like, guys, for those of you who want to pray, go pray. I'm going to personally do this. And, you know, it just won't be in a group setting. You know, but I'm still going to pray. U.S. District Judge Ronald Layton ruled against Kennedy, finding that while schools public schools do not have unfettered discretion to restrict employees' religious speech, they do have the ability to prevent the coach from praying at the center of the football field immediately after games. You know, it is. It's an interesting argument. He appealed it to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which affirmed the district court's ruling. He then turned to the Supreme Court in 2019, the High Court designed to hear the case. In a statement from Justice Samuel Alito, and joined by Justice Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh, the four justices said it was premature for the Supreme Court to hear Kennedy's case at the time, but warned the 9th Circuit understanding of the free speech rights of public school teachers is troubling and may justify review in the future. So now, and he's a Marine of 20 years. You know, he loves his country and he loves his God. He loves God. I mean, you know, let the man pray. But how do you separate church and state? How do you protect First Amendment rights for both that those who want to pray and for those who might not want to pray? So, I mean, it sounds like he's not forcing or asking anybody to. And him going to the center of the field, you know, if that's where he finds where he wants to pray, if the game is over, I mean, what people are on the field smoking and, you know, doing drugs. And, I mean, you know, people are on the field at all hours. Anyway, why can't somebody be on the field and pray? So it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, from the Supreme Court standpoint. We'll keep you posted. They're right now, I guess, hearing arguments, and then their decision is going to be expected in June. You know, my guess is they're going to say that he does have a right to pray, but, you know, there has to be some sort of, I guess, guidelines on how to you know, have children, I guess, opt out if they wish. But these were people that wanted to join it. I don't know. If you guys know more, let me know. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter is said to be very close to accept Elon Musk's $43 billion takeover bid as early as today, following a weekend of negotiations.
Is someone you don't like allowed to say something you don't like? And if that is the case, then we have free speech. And it's annoying when someone you don't like says something you don't like. That is a sign of a healthy, functioning free speech situation.
Ukraine authorities have accused Russian leadership and the military of targeting civilians, claiming mass graves have been found with a massive amount of victims. As Russia has denied the allegations, the International Criminal Court in The Hague will join the investigation. An investigative team was set up by Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan and the prosecutors general of the three countries signed an agreement today. USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are keeping a close eye on Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter at any moment. Representative Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado, on Newsmax, speaks out.
Well, I think the most important thing is that Elon Musk is talking about how he wants to make sure that he really introduces free speech to the Twitter platform. We want to make sure that if there is an effort to stop him from taking buying out the Twitter platform, that we understand why. And those records... Conservatives believe that Twitter has discriminated against conservative speech, and we want to make sure that if there is a move, a poison pill or other move to stop Elon Musk from getting Twitter, that we understand that. If it is illegal, then the Judiciary Committee, in its oversight role, needs to expose that when we get control of Congress in January of next year.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tune in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So, I told you guys 2022 is not going to be without its drama. Drama, 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 drama. And one such drama is the Twitter saga. And I guess we might hear by the end of today that Twitter is going to, rumor has it, Twitter will accept Elon Musk's $43 billion offer to take over Twitter. And, you know, we thought, he was just full of it. He's very eccentric. Might just say, you know what, I want to send people off into space. I want to have people do PayPal while I want to run Twitter. You know, I'm going to make the next electric car. Elon Musk, when he wants to do something, he does it. You know, it's not there. You know, people think he's flighty, but he when he wants to do something, it sounds like he makes it happen. So we are being told that Twitter is reportedly on the verge of accepting this $43 billion bid to take over the social network giant. They say, according to New York Post, Twitter may announce it has accepted the offer later today. The board is meeting to recommend the transaction to Twitter shareholders. The talks are fluid, and the deal could still fall apart. Shares of Twitter have jumped. I bought a few shares. It was too expensive, but I bought a few shares when all this drama started. It went up about 4%, so that was pretty good. But it's going to go up and down, because trust me, if today they go, nah, we don't like Elon Musk, then you know, it might drop. But we're being told that it looks like the board is, you know, moving forward and is going to recommend Twitter shareholders be on board with this. Twitter was unable to secure the so-called go shop provision from Musk, which would have allowed it to solicit other bids from potential buyers after the deal was signed. Twitter would be allowed to accept an offer from another party by paying Musk a breakup fee. So Musk had met with several shareholders over the weekend, outlined the specifics of his $54 per 20 cent share bid for the social media platform. This then forced the company's board of directors to seriously consider it. Because here's the problem. If somebody offers that, and let's say somebody on the board's like, no, I don't like you, the shareholders could be like, whoa, say what? And then I think, wasn't there that poison pill they were talking about where, well, what we could do is drop down the shares so that he doesn't want to buy it? Well, that's going to tick off the shareholders. So the shareholders, they're in control. The board cannot mess with them. And Musk's offer is attractive, $43 billion. So we're expecting, we're being told that it looks like it is going to move forward. We will find out later today for sure, even though there's been a lot of criticism. The whole thing, a lot of people are like, I don't care about Twitter. Why do I care? Elon Musk is rich. Whatever he wants to buy, how does that matter? How does it affect us? This is very crucial, all right, even for those of us that aren't big fans of Twitter, because we have an election coming. Now, the midterms is going to be a very, very dramatic. I mean, all midterms, all elections are dramatic, but I think this one is going to be very dramatic. And with Twitter having the, you know, accusations of canceling, not letting the president, the Putin has a Twitter account, but not President Trump. And, you know, them shadow, being accused of, you know, shadow banning, where somebody posts, like conservative people will post things and it doesn't show up, but liberal people will post things and those come up on the feed easily. So with those sorts of accusations, it makes people wonder, you know, is the news being controlled? And people shouldn't go to social media for news, but they do. Or is the news being controlled by outlets that can sway what gets put out there, what gets reported? Now, I don't know if Elon Musk is a registered Republican. I heard he's not. But he claims that he wants to prevent the censoring. He wants to, and that would be extremely crucial for any election. And so with all the stuff that is in the drama that's been happening over the last few years and you know, more the accusations of left-leaning social media, that's Elon Musk has pledged that he wants to stop that. And so my guess is this is something that is going to really turn the tide of the news people get. Now, it could be an absolute mess. I mean, it could be, you know, I get social media wants to control fake news. I get that. And they feel there's a responsibility. Like, oh, if you get the COVID shot, you're going to grow a third testicle. Or if you get the COVID vaccine, you will get no COVID whatsoever. I mean, you know, those are things that are false statements. And so, unless, you know, I know that what I read on Twitter isn't always the truth. Somebody reports this. Somebody reports this. I mean, maybe they just need a disclaimer saying, guys, none of this is verified. None of this is verified. Rather than silencing or shadow, you know, and by the way, I don't know if you guys have been watching the Johnny Depp trial. Johnny Depp trial is very, I don't want to say X-rated, but the words, you know, the text being read and some of the pictures and things like that are very adult content. And I'm watching the Johnny Depp trial on Facebook with no bleeps, no, it's just out there. And I'm sure people are also watching it on YouTube, the other social media sites. So these social media sites are so quick to censor, oh, somebody said something about this politically, yet you could hear the C word, the D word, the F word, no bleeps, right there on social media. So, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy, a lot of inconsistency, and with an election coming up, you know, it's frustrating that people think that they're not going to get, you know, certain news. And I don't like the idea of having a left news network and a right news network. I can't stand that. I can't stand that people say, oh, I only watch MSNBC or I only watch Fox News. I try to watch it all because I just want a news outlet or a source where I know it's neutral. Because I just want the news. What's happening in Ukraine? I can't get through an article without somebody either ripping on Trump or ripping on Biden, or I would really, really like to just get some honest-to-God news. And so, you know, can Elon Musk do that with Twitter? Can he control some of the slants that we're seeing on that? I mean, and you know, my experience with Twitter, a lot of us conservative radio hosts, and I'm not necessarily conservative socially and all that. I'm very middle of the road and moderate. But when I speak about fiscal and when I speak about certain things, there's conservative content. Twitter will not recognize a lot of us hosts. And it's frustrating because you see, you know, the liberal side being identified. And, you know, with something like that, it's like, come on, people. You know, why can't there be a more, especially since a lot of us are not, I think people like to stereotype as, okay, well, you're very, very ultra-right, you're very, very ultra-left, and a lot of us are moderate, then we have opinions, and we share. I mean, I don't lie to you guys. You guys know how I feel. I am pro-gay marriage. I am fiscally conservative. You guys choose where I stand. I thought the Affordable Care Act had one or two good pieces, but I think it destroyed the neighborhood doc and the way medicine is. Sorry, you know, you can put me in whatever political party you want, but that's how I feel. So we'll see what happens with Twitter and Elon Musk. And so I'll let you know. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, one of my patients over the phone this weekend had said that they were ill. They were a teacher. And they had felt ill last Monday. They took a COVID test on Tuesday at home, on the home COVID test. It was negative. So, went back to work. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, calls in going, I'm feeling sick, ends up taking a COVID test, is positive, calls and asks us, well, now what to do? So it looks like I was positive. Now what? Well, that, again, that first home test was negative. I go, well, you need to isolate. And they're like, but I was at work the whole time. And I'm like, yeah, okay, if it's been 5 days, technically per the CDC, you're allowed to go back. But I am so flippin' frustrated at how people will take a home COVID test the second they feel sick. It doesn't
and not their fault, but then the whole COVID test is negative. So, like, I'm good. So they go to work sick. And then 5 days later, a week later, they take a test. Oh, it was COVID the whole time. You know, everybody's blaming the masks, and they're blaming the vaccines, and they're blaming, you know, one part of the blame of COVID spread is somebody thinking they're not sick. Now, the reason why our body feels like crap when we're sick, the reason why we have the body aches, the fever, the fatigue, is because nature is brilliant. Nature doesn't want that human to be running around the jungle making everybody else sick. So when your joints hurt and your muscles hurt and you're tired and you're coughing and you're sneezing and you're having diarrhea, you're going to pretty much stay put. Well, instead, what have we done as humans and how have we evolved? Take a test. We have a home test kit from China. You can take that test. If you're negative, you are footloose and fancy free. So people are going to work sick. And if you're going to work sick because you have this false sense of security that you are well, you're going to be spreading it. I mean, look how many people go, look, I took the test and I am good. I am chlamydia-free, gonorrhea-free. I don't need to wear the condom. Yes, you do. You do still need to wear the condom. You know, these are things that I as a physician get very frustrated about because we put so much worth into a lot of these tests. And the problem is you just don't go to work sick. Right, listen to your body. If your body wants to rest, your body wants to rest. So I keep being asked, how good are these home tests? Well, when you look up some articles, they're like 90% sensitivity. I'm like, that's not what I'm seeing. So the current situation is we have now baby Omicron. You have the Omicron, the BA.1, which hit most of us Christmas and New Year's. Then in January, part of February, then we have a sub-variant of that. They call it Stealth or Baby Omicron. I like Baby Omicron. Little baby, you know, because it's covered the Baby Omicron. Hey, so we have the Baby Omicron. Now Baby Omicron has a sub-baby, has its own baby, Grandbaby Omicron. And those are becoming the dominant strains. The sub-variant, the Baby Omicron, and now the Grandbaby Omicron have now overtaken Parent Omicron. So this BA.2 is about 79% of the cases. The BA.2.121, the baby Omicron, is up to about 26% of the cases. I mean, give or take, because they got to equal 100. Now, the symptoms are similar. I'm seeing the cough, the sneeze, the body aches, just like any other cold, headache, mild fever. Fever rarely goes past 101. Some chest tightness, cough. Some sputum, it doesn't necessarily have to be a dry cough, some nausea, vomiting. Sadly, you could get chest pain, shortness of breath, blood clots, things like that. But mostly what I'm seeing are milder cases because most of us have had some sort of immunity, either the artificial vaccine immunity or some natural immunity. And so this hybrid immunity, I think, is protecting us. But the problem I'm seeing is, again, these COVID tests seem to be negative first time around. Not for everybody. For some of them, they're picking it up. So what data do we have? Well, we don't have data on the baby Omicron and the grandbaby Omicron when it comes to home test kits. We do have some data on the Omicron, daddy Omicron or mommy Omicron. And so in January, so this is when Omicron, mama or papa Omicron was out there. Switzerland researchers looked at 7 rapid tests, found them to be less sensitive in detecting Omicron as opposed to earlier variants. Now they say differences in analytical sensitivity from these tests might be explained by the different epitopes used in each test, potentially affected by the mutations in the nucleocapsid. So we keep talking about spike mutations, and I told you guys that these rapid tests are still able to pick up COVID because the nucleocapsid, or the body of the virus, isn't changing as much as the spike proteins. Where they're like, no, there's changes too in the nucleocapsid. If the lower sensitivity towards Omicron that we observed here is confirmed by findings from clinical validations, the use of these rapid antigen tests in early symptomatic period of Omicron infection or asymptomatic could be less reliable, with important implications for public health measures. I've been saying this since day one, that some of these tests aren't picking it up. The other thing, too, is some of you guys get diarrhea. So you do your nasal swab. Well, that's nice, and yes, COVID can be obtained nasally and can be expressed nasally, but if your first symptom is diarrhea, and then you run and do a nasal swab, you might not be showing a positive right away. Now, this next study I found fascinating. In Canada, researchers had similar conclusions. This was reported in Ontario Science Table. They found that the sensitivity of the nasal swab rapid antigen test for daddy or mommy Omicron, so not the baby, but this was the predecessor in January, fell to 37% sensitive, meaning 63% get missed. That's not a very good sensitivity. It was about 81% for Delta. So when you look at the Omicron, they have anywhere from 23% to 53% effective, depending on the test, average 37.1% sensitive for Omicron. Again, I can't say that's what's going to happen with baby Omicron or grandbaby Omicron that we're dealing with now, but if the sensitivity of these home tests are going down, then, I'm not expecting all of a sudden for baby Omicron for it to pick it up right away. So all of you guys that have been calling in to me say, look, I'm sick, but I took a home test, I'm good. And I'm like, you know, the home test might not be picking it up. You might need to do a PCR, or you might need to repeat the antigen test. But like, I thought I was in the clear. See, nobody's educating people on that. And even these authors say, in light of the high pre-test probability of disease in Ontario and the limited sensitivity of rapid antigen tests for the Omicron variant, a single negative rapid antigen test result should not be used to rule out a case of COVID at this time. Expressed differently, a negative test result is not conclusive and is not a green light for abandoning precautions. So basically, in nice terms, they're saying, if I could do, you know, a Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial version of it without getting kicked off the radio, it doesn't mean jack diddly squat. Alright? If you have a negative test, who gives a crap? You still have to assume you have COVID until proven otherwise. Now, so nobody, you aren't seeing in the news false negative rates of tests, of these home tests for Omicron can be high. Nobody's covering that. Why not? Well, because they spent all this money giving everybody tests from China. These tests were made in China. Why isn't anybody covering it? Why isn't anybody informing the public that your rapid home test might miss it? I don't know. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When D&B came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The D&B gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.